the Oscar-winning director who stranded us in space and transported us to Hogwarts, now invites audiences into his childhood home. Alfonso Cuarón's new film, Roma, is named for the middle-class neighborhood in Mexico City where he grew up. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports the film pays tribute to the woman who helped to raise him.
With sounds of street vendors, barking dogs, and spontaneous parades, Alfonso Cuarón recreates the Roma of his childhood. Cuarón also chronicles the daily rituals of the woman who cleaned house and helped care for him and his three siblings. The movie focuses on Cleo, who's based on Cuarón's real-life nanny and housekeeper, Liboria Rodriguez, Libo.
We call her Mama. She came into my life when I was just a newborn. She would wake me up, prepare breakfast. She would take us to the movies. We would go with her to the market.
Rodriguez was from a small village in the state of Oaxaca. Cuarón remembers spending hours with her in the kitchen as she cooked and told stories about her own childhood far from cosmopolitan Mexico City.
She would talk about her hardships, remembering as a child being cold. My concept of being cold was the day that I didn't bring my sweater when I went to the movies. Or being hungry. My concept of being hungry was that day that they took so long to have dinner ready or whatever, you know. Or she would talk about her father to be tended by the witch doctor. Of course, for me, it was so exciting, the whole idea of a witch doctor. And I was not considering the lack of health services that she would have.
The 57-year-old filmmaker says he now recognizes their class and racial differences, and he realizes he grew up with what he calls a perverse relationship of convenience, with Libo being part of his family and the hired help.
In the same breath is, we really love you, but go and wash the clothes and make a smoothie for me. When everything goes wrong, it's your fault. Why you didn't clean the dog poo? In one hand, she has her 3 seconds of sitting with the family to watch TV, but on the floor. And soon after, she's starting to enjoy herself, to be told to bring some tea or coffee.
In Roma, Cuarón wanted to depict a more realistic domestic worker than those seen in, for example, classic melodramatic telenovelas, fair-skinned maids with meticulous braids and starched uniforms.
The very beautiful domestic worker that makes it because the prince of the house notices her and takes her from rags to riches.
Yo soy su sirvienta.
I'm your servant, the Indian who arrived at your house, she says. And he whispers, unfortunately, that's true, but I've learned so much from you. In the 1990s show Maria Isabel, the indigenous maid marries a wealthy widower, a typical narrative.
Always played by a very white actress. In Mexico, that is a deeply racist country, even if some people try to deny it. The other kind of archetype would be the one that is mean and steals. Something is missing in a house. The first one to be blamed is the domestic worker.
By contrast, in Roma, Cleo scrubs the floors, hand washes laundry, and she chats with her friend in Mixtec, a Oaxacan language. Cleo also falls for a young man who turns out to be a member of Los Halcones, a government-supported paramilitary group. Cleo witnesses the 1971 Corpus Christi massacre, when Los Halcones killed more than 100 student protesters. Cleo suffers her own traumas, but she's also a hero.
Daddy!
Cuarón casts Roma with almost all non-actors who resemble real people from his memories. After auditioning thousands around Mexico, he found his leading lady in 24-year-old Yalitza Aparicio. Aparicio says she never imagined she'd be the lead in a movie. She'd just finished studying to be a preschool teacher in Oaxaca when her sister asked her to accompany her to the casting call. She says she had no idea who Alfonso Cuarón was, having never watched his movies. But the director says he recognized in her the same face and spirit as his Libo. And Aparicio says Cuarón entrusted her to portray Libo authentically. This movie shows that such women do exist, says Aparicio, whose mother was a domestic worker. She notes that many women still leave their communities to clean houses and care for children far away from their own families, often leaving behind their own sons and daughters. Yalitza Aparicio's portrayal is much appreciated by women like Perla Jimenez, an art historian who lives in Oaxaca.
Ver a Yalitza así con su piel morena como la mía.
To see Yalitza with brown skin like mine, says Jimenez, the movie is proposing a new standard of beauty and is breaking stereotypes. Jimenez, whose heritage is Zapotec, thanks Cuarón for celebrating indigenous Mexicans and all domestic workers.
Dignifica ese trabajo, es un trabajo digno.
The movie dignifies work that is sometimes seen as shameful, says Jimenez. Roma actress Marina de Tavira agrees.
These are women that tend to be invisible.
De Tavira portrays the mother, Sofia, who has a troubled marriage.
She's going through a very stressful moment, and she has a very complex relationship with Cleo. It's also very intimate and very family-like. She struggles with that because she is also a silent witness of all the pain she's going through.
Like her character, the actress is also a single mother and relies on a woman named Guadalupe to help raise her son, Tadeo.
This film also is putting question marks on our parenthood, because women together can bring up children in a very, very special way and help each other. Guadalupe and I know exactly the clock of Tadeo, and we're remembering each other about his medicines, about what he's going to eat. And I mean, we're like two brains working in the same direction.
Outside the Cine Tonolá movie theater in the Roma neighborhood last weekend, 13-year-old Danae Quiroz said the film made her examine Mexico's classism and racism against domestic workers.
Sí te muestra cómo si llegamos a ser racistas, ¿no?
Her father, Andrés Quiroz, says he was glad the movie breaks stereotypes.
La protagonista no termina con un príncipe azul.
The main character of Roma doesn't end up with a prince, he says. Instead, she earns a family's love and respect. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.